Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
One of the great things about Farm Bureau is there is no doubt where we stand on issues important to rural Oklahoma. Farm Bureau supports the protection of private property rights, reducing government regulations that serve as obstacles to food and fiber production, and a strong voice for rural Oklahoma in discussions on water resources. We are rural Oklahoma. To learn more, go to okfarmbureau.org.
It's the 13th annual Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale coming Saturday, June 7th at the Chris Black Ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, 15 miles north of Cheyenne. Chris and his family will be selling fall calving bred heifers and donor prospects, as well as a special set of prospective herd bulls. The Chris Black herd is known for their outstanding seed stock production and for top-notch club calf production. Sale time on June 7th is 12:30. Lunch will be served right before the sale. For information about the sale, go to www.blackherfordranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711.
EPA has already got an earful from farmers, ranchers, as well as lawmakers about its proposed expansion of agency jurisdiction over the waters of the U.S., including non-navigable waters like those that occur in a ditch. American Farm Bureau Federation's Don Perry says EPA signaling right now that they may allow more time for comment on the proposed rule.
I understand that EPA is contemplating pushing back the extension, and they've given us every indication that they're going to make that decision for comments very soon. I also got a call from EPA yesterday, that would be June the 4th, that said they were going to give farmers an additional 30 days to comment on the interpretive rule.
Now, that's the technical side of the rule that enables EPA to enforce its proposed clean water rule. But that's 30 days from yesterday.
But, you know, the sad part is they waited until the 4th, the day before the comments were due, to extend the deadline. But farmers are going to now be able to look at this interpretive rule that binds farmers to NRCS technical standards that made them enforceable under the Clean Water Act. We're going to have an opportunity to make more comment on that.
Bottom line, if EPA gets their way, they would be able to use the conservation practices that are now voluntary and a cooperative effort between landowners and the federal government. They would make that more of a mandatory practice and conceivably could use NRCS as their legal law enforcement agency out there making sure you toe the line. 16 organizations in the U.S., Australia, and Canada have publicly confirmed their support for innovation in wheat, including future use of biotechnology. The statement, laying out commitments for the advancement of biotech traits and other breeding advancements in wheat, echoing a document that was signed 5 years ago. The purpose of that document at that time was to make sure that all the major wheat exporters in the world, including Australia, Canada, and U.S. producers, would be going in the same direction at the same time, not trying to use GMO versus non-GMO as a marketing tool against one another. The groups in this statement call for further innovation and research as wheat, they say, is an essential part of the global diet and critical to food security. While speaking at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa yesterday, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced funding about $26 million worth to help combat PEDV, porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. National Pork Producers Council, by the way, announcing yesterday in a news release that they're believing that it's up to 8 million pigs that have now been killed because of PEDV since it was discovered in May of 1 year ago. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the 2014 edition of the Corn Belt Classic from Superior Video Livestock Auction coming June 10th and 11th. Broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 67,500 head over the 2 days. On Tuesday, video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, June 11th, video auction starts at 9 a.m. Central Time. For more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. That's a check of your agriculture news. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.